Thanks for listening to the Inner Life Podcast. Be sure to join us every weekday at 11 a.m. Central on Relevant Radio and on the Relevant Radio app. Find your local Relevant Radio station for the Inner Life at relevantradio.com or stream us live every day on the Relevant Radio app.
It's time to set out on the pathway to healing and light. This is the Inner Life on Relevant Radio. If you have questions or concerns about your faith journey, if you are struggling or searching for something more, if you are in need of some spiritual direction, our Catholic priests are here to help.
One heart at a time.
Welcome to the Inner Life on Relevant Radio.
And hi again, everyone. I'm Chuck Neff. Thank you for joining us on The Inner Life, our program about spiritual direction. And today, praying the attributes of God. In the Diary of St. Faustina, she talks about three attributes of God. She says it's all about holiness, justice, love, and mercy, which when we pray and meditate on those three attributes, should walk us deeper into our relationship with God and build a great trust that God is, in fact, who he says he is. Well, we're going to talk about that today. Here to help us on the journey, our spiritual director. Back with us once again, Father Mark Barron. Father Mark is a priest with the Marians of the Immaculate Conception, parochial vicar for Our Lady of Peace Catholic Church in Darien, Illinois. Father Mark Barron, great to have you back. Welcome to the program today.
Thanks for having me back on, Chuck. It's always a pleasure to be on The Inner Life.
And looking forward to our hour with you today, as we do every day. We'll open up our phone lines, inviting you and our listening audience to join us in the conversation today. But Father Mark Barron, get us started. Three attributes of God that St. Faustina talks about. Give us an overview. What are we talking about?
Yeah, it's interesting. St. Faustina, when she first entered her religious life, and she, because in religious life, you're taught about the ways of prayer and the ways of prayer. You know, meditation is an important aspect of prayer. And so St. Faustina was trying to know God and trying to understand who God is. She said in her diary, she said, I want to know who God is. I want to know him in his essence or whatever. And so she had like this vision of the Trinity. And from that vision, she heard a voice say, Jesus basically told her, he said, who God is in his essence, no one will fathom, neither the mind of angels nor of man. And then she said, Jesus said to me, get to know God by contemplating his attributes. Now there are many attributes, like theologians have tried to enunciate attributes of God over the centuries. And you can come up with like a list of 10, but in St. Faustina's case, the Lord at one time told her to focus on holiness, his justice, and his mercy, or mercy and love. And from that, he said that his love and mercy was his greatest attribute. But that's how she got focused on those three attributes of God. Holiness is that attribute that basically holiness, the word itself comes from a word that means separateness. It means purity. So by holiness, you can kind of define that as God's transcendent purity. Like there's no defect or taintedness in his nature. And his holiness reflects that he is completely other or separate from, his creation. And so in that way, he's wholly other, and he is not tainted as creation is now due to sin. His justice has to do with God ordering all things in a right way and ordering things in a way whereby he gives everything God creates, he creates it in a proper order, and in doing that, he gives everything its due. And so that's God's justice. Sometimes people think of God's justice only about his punishing, but God only punishes. He only punishes for the sake of correction, to bring things back into right order. So that's an important thing to see. And then, of course, his mercy. love is how God defines himself in Scripture. God is love. And so love is God's very being. In the, you know, it's how we understand his triune being. Love becomes mercy when you understand God's love and how God's love acts on behalf of his creation. And so everything Jesus says in the diary has the imprint of his mercy, because mercy is about love that comes to the need of nothingness or those in need. And so we all, you know, we have a need for God for everything. And so God's love is always communicated to us in the form of mercy. But anyway, it's just interesting that the Lord told St. Faustina, if you want to get to know me, contemplate my attributes. And so this is what kind of spawned this, the theme of the show, because for myself, I have found great benefit from meditating on God's attributes in my own spiritual life.
Father Mark Barron is our spiritual director. Let's open up our phone lines if you'd like to join us. It's a toll-free phone number, 888-914-9149. Don't forget you can email us as well, innerlife@relevantradio.com. But we're talking about these three attributes of God. So when have you seen God's holiness or justice or his love and mercy working in your life? And here's the other question. What tells you that God is who he says he is? And especially in this chaotic year of 2020. Of course, if you have any questions, would like to join in the conversation, we invite you to do that as well. Toll-free number again, 888-914-9149. So walk us a little bit more deeply into this, Father Mark, if you would, when we talk about holiness, justice, love, and mercy. And if we're living these, what might that look like in my life? Or maybe you can just share, what does that look like in your life?
Yeah, I'll go back and I'll expand even this understanding of God's attributes in terms of like because this will help to understand at least how this has impacted my life. That, you know, God's attributes, you know, what are attributes? Attributes are like qualities or features that are inherent in someone or some things. They're like perfections that are a part of the nature of something or someone. And so everybody has them, you know. And but in God has attributes, but God doesn't have attributes like we have attributes. But the point is, we'll just say that these attributes of God, these words we use as to define the attributes of God, help us to understand who he is or even what he is, you know. So like one of the first attributes is the fact that God is self-existent. Like God doesn't depend on anybody else for his existence. Because he is the supreme being, he is just existence itself. The nature of God is to exist. So I start to like ponder that sometimes in my life, in my own reflection of God. And what that does for me is it helps to ground me in the fact that God is, and that God exists, number one, but that he is, and that he's a foundation of reality. And what that does for me is it kind of like grounds me or provides me a foundation or a sense of stability in his reality. Because we as creatures are limited beings. And in one sense, we have a type of, like, because we're limited, we have a kind of an insecurity in us, like, you know, we have to depend on other things for our survival. And so to know, though, that God is like existence itself, he's the ground of all reality, has been very helpful for me and kind of like giving me this sense of security in my life. And you can go on. There are other attributes of God that like the fact that God is infinite. God is without limit. He is without bound. God is eternal. He's not bound by time. God is big, I say, you know, because he's infinite, he's big. And so all those things kind of contribute to the sense of not only is there a God, but this God is big, he's immense, he's eternal. God is all powerful. God is able to do things. And so in my life, again, you know, we all go through our ups and downs in life. And sometimes we have good days, sometimes we have bad days. And I would have recourse to these attributes to help to ground me in reality, to kind of be that rock upon which, okay, things might be a little unstable in my life, you know, whatever, in whatever way, but I go back to the rock, and that rock is God himself in his very existence, in his very life. And that's kind of how I started on being able to pray with, or, you know, pray with the attributes of God by first meditating on the attributes of God, very similar to what, you know, the Lord told St. Faustina, if you want to get to know me, contemplate my attributes. And so that's what kind of got started me on this path of learning how to reflect upon God's attributes and drawing fruit from them for my own spiritual life.
Yeah, and then Father Mark, would we expect, if we're praying on the attributes of God, that would in some way change us?
Yeah, no, exactly. It is meant to change us, because when you think about it, and I noticed that within myself, like sometimes we can believe things about God that are not true. God doesn't care. God is distant. God is just an angry man in the sky. All those things are false images of God. But again, when we think about the truth of God, because there's an objective, God is an objective reality. That's the thing. And so as an objective reality, God, as a supreme being, God has a nature. And our emotional state, or our, you know, because oftentimes our false beliefs are motivated by our emotional states. If we're not feeling good, or if we're not feeling like God is, or we're feeling like God is mad at me, well, then guess what? God is mad at me. God is not close. But we have to let God be God. And this is where, you know, just meditating in general is important, because in meditating, we're contemplating on the truth of things. And when we contemplate on the truth of God, then the next step is to surrender ourselves to those truths. So I could say, well, I don't feel like God is close. And then I'll think like, you know, but, you know, God is everywhere, and he is. He's not everywhere as like, you know, from the standpoint like he has a body, so he's in every place. But God is pure spirit, and wherever God is acting, there he is. And God is acting always in creation, because he's sustaining creation in existence. So at minimal, I know that God is present in creation by the mere fact that he sustains creation by his power. And so therefore, I know that God is present to me, because he sustains me in existence. And then, you know, then you can also think like, yeah, and God knows everything. God knows everything about me. And so God is present to me in his knowledge. God is present to me because he knows me, and he knows me better than I know myself. And so all these things, when you kind of like understand these attributes, you kind of acknowledge them, and then you surrender to them, then it's kind of like a spiritual chiropractic adjustment. You get yourself realigned to the truth of God and the truth of who you are as a creature. And that realignment is kind of like, you know, humility is involved with that, because humility is truth. And so it just kind of allows us to be the creature and lets God be the creator. And that's in that humble alignment there, gives a great sense of security and foundation in our lives.
We are talking today about the attributes of God. So when have you seen God's holiness or justice or his love and mercy working in your life? And what tells you that God is who he says he is, especially in this chaotic year of 2020? Father Mark Barron is our spiritual director. If you'd like to join us, it's a toll-free phone number, 888-914-9149. Stay with us. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Inner Life on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. We'll be right back.